Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, Thursday, 22nd September 1955, Hurricane Janet, a Category 3 tempest, struck Barbados with ferocious power, battering the island, causing loss of life, injury, and wide-scale destruction of property. According to one writer, Janet was in a savage mood, whipping Barbados into subjection, and no person who lived through its fury will ever forget that awful Thursday. It was 2:57 a.m. that Thursday morning, and several sports lovers who had stayed up to listen to the broadcast of the World Heavyweight Boxing title bout between Rocky Marciano and Archie Moore had retired to their beds. Suddenly, they were rudely awakened to the sound of church bells ringing and police sirens wailing. Redifusion, which went off the air after Marciano knocked out Moore, now restarted its service, with the duty announcer shouting nervously and frantically into the speaker, "A storm is coming! A hurricane is going to hit Barbados!" Following this brief warning, gale force winds began to blow early in the morning, and a driving rain began to pour in torrents. On the east coast, the raging Atlantic roared its fury as 8-foot swells pounded that side of the island from River Bay in St. Lucie to Penny Hole, now Gemswick, in St. Philip. As morning broke, the eye of the hurricane passed 50 miles south of Penny Hole, and the hurricane's outer bands unleashed their merciless power on the island. For 6 hours of daylight, the hurricane battered the island with winds reaching 120 miles per hour, and nothing made of wood was spared. Chattel houses, whether hovels with a single gable or impressive three-gable buildings, were blown down or lost their roofs. Galvanized sheets flew in the air like kites without tails, their sharp edges bringing death to some of the 35 persons who perished, and of whom some 15 died in the Pilgrim Holiness Church at Lodge Road Christchurch. Cane fields were flattened, trees were uprooted, and thousands of livestock, including pigs, fowls, ducks, turkeys, sheep, and goats, were destroyed. One man who climbed a ladder to carry out immediate repairs to his house was caught up with the ladder in a gust which deposited him 20 yards away from his home. Villagers and tenantry dwellers sought refuge in schools, almshouses, and churches. And one 80-year-old lady, Mrs. Muriel Francis, the oldest person in Silver Sands, was heard to recount in the almshouse that she had been through two hurricanes, the first being in 1898. And according to her, that one was not as violent as Janet. Few others had ever experienced one hurricane, let alone two. Hurricane Janet, Barbadians pronounced the name Jeanette, with deep resentment, caused horrendous damage to Barbados. Some 25,000 persons were rendered homeless, thousands more were injured, and agriculture was devastated. New buildings, including the offices of Sewell Airport, were damaged. Boats of all kinds were sunk, and both electricity and telephone lines were broken. The acting governor, Mr. R. Turner, described Barbados' fifth recorded hurricane, the others being in 1675, 1780, 1831, and 1898, as the most grievous catastrophe to strike the island in over 50 years. For many years after 1955, no Barbadian parent gave their newborn baby girl the name Janet because of what happened on this day, 22nd September 1955.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.